Heavenly Father. Come to the house of God expecting, as always, Lord, that you, when you said two or three would be gathered together, you'd be here. We're expecting to be in that, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to know that your Spirit here is here now and it abides with us, Lord. Just to feel your presence is wonderful, Lord, but we want it to fill us from the inside and out, Lord, that all of our allegiance, all of our desires would only be to you and to the kingdom of God. Lord, we've fallen short. Lord, we thank you that you died on the cross for us. We thank you for Calvary today, that there's blood to wash us clean. And I pray that the children of God, as they pass through the blood by faith, could come in with a clear conscience, Lord, that all the wiles of the enemy would be destroyed before the word's even preached. Lord, that the word could take root into the hearts of every individual without the devil in the way at all. Satan, you're defeated. You have no power. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. May you have free course now, Lord, and may your word take the preeminence, we pray. Heal the sick, Lord. Save the lost. Encourage the discouraged. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. A few things I'd like to say before we get to the word. You can go ahead and turn to Ephesians 5. I think we can do a few things at once. Brother, remember, this Wednesday I'll still be here. Still got my classes I've been doing all week. And Brother Josiah Cornett, who's from Brother Paul Fontaine's, will be ministering for us on Wednesday night. And then I'll be preaching next Sunday. But shortly after, I'm not exactly sure if we can go to lunch or not at this point. We'll figure out when he gets here. I've had people ask me that. What are you doing in April? And I'm like, I'm just trying to get through tomorrow. I just work that way. I think it's scriptural. Sufficient to the day's evil thereof. We should live every day. We plan as if we'd be here for perhaps another 100 years, but when you live your life, it should be, I'm never going to get this day back. I'm going to live for today.
Amen.
Amen. After that, I will preach next Sunday, but shortly thereafter on that day, we're going to leave to go to Indiana and Illinois. And on that Wednesday and Sunday, I won't be here. And Brother Alexander and Lewis will be ministering for us both those services. Both services. I'm not expecting from that. I think that's all. I am sorry about the recording Wednesday night. I'm not, if anybody's tried to also listen to it, I don't know what happened, but it's not very good. It's really quiet. The only thing I can think of on top of my head is that I think Brother Nathan had his own thing he might have been recording from, and maybe that interfered somehow. So I apologize those of you who are going to listen to that. Unless you've got better hearing than I do, you're going to be struggling to hear that. But how many was glad you were here
for that service?
Amen. And I appreciate that Brother Nathan was able to add to my series. As I said, and I did. I put it in there as part of it, part 15. We're on part 16 today. So Ephesians 5, that was just wonderful. I so appreciate the Lord. I guess we shouldn't be surprised, but he just does things so wonderfully. Just, you think you get God figured out, and then he just does it even better. We'll start at verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. I like to preach that thought, and I actually got this when Brother Nathan was preaching. It just came to me, and I was like, I asked my wife, give me a pen real quick before I forget this. The relationship that produces a book of Acts. That time. The relationship that produces a book of Acts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word, Lord, and we know that the word itself, if it's not anointed by the Spirit, will kill. But Lord, we believe that the Holy Spirit's here. We pray that you'll take this word, anoint it with the power of God, and may it give life to everyone that's here today. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this afternoon. Now, I want to focus on that last verse here for a minute, and then I'll backtrack here. Now, Paul is trying to teach a great mystery, as he says there in verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. But he also ends with verse 33, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. So we should start in the family, naturally speaking, that husbands and wives, we have to understand our position, because too many times we get so spiritual, so-called anyways, that we think we can just neglect those things. No, you can't. If you can't do the natural, if you can't understand earthly things, how can I teach you heavenly things?
Amen.
So that's why I believe first we should establish in our houses this principle that's given here. And I hate to break this to any man, but doesn't it look like he's got more to say to us than he does to the women? Has anybody ever noticed that? There's about 8 verses about a husband, how he should take care of his wife, and there's about 2 for a woman and how she should be toward her husband. But we all know this principle, and I just want to make sure that we establish this, that brothers, you know, as husbands and as fathers and all those things, our life is a sacrifice for your family. That's why you're there. You are there to be the provider. You're there to be the rock in between all the chaos that can happen. You're supposed to be the stronghold in the house.
Amen.
And that can only happen is if you're actually living for them. If you're actually loving them as you would yourself,
yeah,
then you can do that.
If you're
a father for some selfish reason or a husband for a selfish reason, you will never be the husband you ought to be, because you're to love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
And how did he love the church? Unreserved.
Yeah.
Regardless of mistake, regardless of flaws and failures, he still loved anyways. And that's hard for a man sometimes, because when things go wrong, we don't like it. We want to do something, but that's not the time to get angry. It's the time to love that much more.
Amen.
Amen. Now, women as well, as we know in Laodicea, this is not popular preaching at all, because the woman has been taken and tainted what her position is in the house. And I don't even want to say woman in this sense. I want to say the lady, because we've got plenty of women in the world. We've got very few ladies.
Amen.
Left in the world. Because a lady knows how to contain herself and not just splurt out and get all emotional all the time, but it's, as the Bible says, a meek and humble spirit.
Right.
You know, when's the last time you've seen a woman blush hardly in the world? You see, where's that spirit at anymore? It's leaving the earth. That's why. We're beginning to realize that spirit came from the Spirit of God. And when people left the Spirit of God, they left that.
Amen.
Same with husbands that had backbones and can stand for their family. You can't find a halfway of a man anymore. He's just running from woman to woman, from house to house, no responsibility, no job, just doing whatever. No, I think you understand what I'm saying. You know,
right,
just going to live off the government.
Right.
No, sir, man. A man that's anointed of God, he's there for a purpose, to provide for his family, just so that your children can look at you and understand the relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? They can know, like when they're a little child, and you tell them, and this is where we have to be careful as fathers, that we are consistent.
Amen.
If you say you do this, you'll get this. You better make sure that happens, or they won't see Christ right.
Amen.
They'll think, well, you know, Daddy said if I did this, he'd go play with me, but, you know, he got too tired, so he didn't do it. Do you think that that's what Jesus would do?
Right.
Do you see? And the same with husband to wife. When you go to pray, brother, sister, all of us, when you pray to Christ,
right,
you expect him to give it to you. I'm talking in a sincere heart.
Amen.
Absolutely. Well, husband, what if your first reaction is to always say no?
Right, right.
I hope you hear me. And this isn't the popular part, okay?
Right.
I'm trying. It just needs to be said.
Yeah.
We need to, and if we can't apply that, forget the spiritual side of it.
Right.
We'll never get there.
Right.
Amen. Same with, and so when I'm the same way, brother, when I hear, sometimes it's just static, you know. Can I have this shirt? Can I have this blanket? Again? You know, and we have those thoughts. But what do you think Christ was like? My goodness, how many times do you ask him for things?
Right.
But the difference is he doesn't have that pride side to him.
Right.
Christ doesn't. He just loves all. And same with wives submitting to your husband. And I just love this verse here. let me find it where it was at. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ. Well, that just took a lot of people that say they're in the church out of the church, because if you're in the church, the Bible says you are subject unto Christ, and Christ is the Word.
Amen.
And if you're not subject to the Word, or you fight or you reject the Word, you're not the church by the very definition of what the church is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And any real church, any true born-again Christian doesn't have his own thoughts, his own desires. He has subjected that to another.
Amen.
He has taken his desires and given it to another, which is Christ himself.
Amen.
A woman in the house, that is your job.
Yeah.
It is. It's such a hard... You will make your man twice the man if you're twice the woman. Let's just put it that way.
Amen.
If you will be that woman in the house, you'll make it so much easier on him for his responsibility. It'll gel together. It's just God's perfect plan.
Right.
And anytime we try to taint with it, it doesn't work. Wondering why you see divorces. It's one or the other or both.
Right.
Either a man doesn't want to fess up and be a man, or a woman doesn't want to subject herself to her husband. That has caused every divorce.
Amen.
Right there. One end or the other, or I said both. So, man, let's just end it. I think y'all understand me. Verse 33, nevertheless, let every one of you, so everyone, you're not too spiritual to be this, you're that one too, okay?
Right.
And whether you're married or not, I think you can apply this principle anyhow just to your brothers and your sisters. And we could go through all that, but that'll be a later time. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as himself. Oh, God, help us. Isn't that right? Well, we only got this much money. I can go golfing, or we can go out to eat with my family.
Good.
You hear me now.
That's good.
And I can get selfish, and I'm a human.
Right.
I'm not going to paint some picture that ain't realistic, all right? You have to fight that off, brother.
Yes.
Amen.
So
Am I out
more.
Of here? I guess I got just a smidge left. Anywho, but to love your wife even as yourself. And that is, when you hear that, Lord, or sweetheart, can we go do this? Can you hear that as your own request, brother? That you want to do that. Are you hearing me? Amen. And that's the idea. How are you going to do that? Only in the mind of Christ. The natural mind will not do that.
That's true.
Same with you sisters. When your husband wants to do something, he wants to, well, I think we ought to do this. And your reaction always is, no, we should do this. Well, that's not going to work.
No.
I'm just... You call it a prophecy, I guess, but it's about that sure. If you're fighting up and riled about everything your husband wants to do, chances are it's going to fall apart.
That's right.
And I believe a woman will, or God will honor a woman just for obeying, even if she is ignorant.
Amen.
Even if she doesn't understand it all, but she's putting her confidence by the word of God now.
Yes.
That she should submit herself to her husband's decisions.
That's right.
I mean, those sort of Brother Branham, you know, he white lied to the IRS or whatever. And he was just tired of dealing with it, you know, and we all know the story. He walked out, and he said, told his wife, tell him I'm not home. I'm not in the house, or something like that. You know, it was right, but it wasn't.
Right.
And he walked out, and guess what? Some message, women in this age, what would you have done? Or you, as hypothetically, I ain't trying to just, you know, Sister Melissa or something. But what if most Western, the spirit of the age would have been, well, that's wrong. I'm not doing that. See, wives, even if I believe that if your husband tells you to do something that's not in the Word, you don't have to submit yourself to that. If your husband tells you don't go to church, you don't have to submit yourself to that.
Right.
All right? But if you submit yourself, we'll say even in ignorance, I definitely, with all my heart, believe God will not hold you accountable. He will hold your husband.
Amen. Accountable. That's right.
Because God placed him as your head.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. But Sister Meany, what did she do? She said what she was told to say. Did she just kind of say, well, I guess that's all right? No, that's not the same either. She went to Brother Branham and said, are you sure that was said just exactly right?
Right.
And he's like, no, that's... And we all know, so he got condemned. He couldn't even pray for nobody. He had to go make it right and all those things. But what it did do, and anytime you make a mistake, that's really the attitude to take, is that the Lord will get glory out of it if you let him.
Yeah, amen.
Because he was able, I mean, I forget whoever he talked to on there. He knew the man individually. I just listened to the sermon somewhere. I've been driving the lineman there and back and at home listening, so I can't tell you where it was. I heard this, but he was saying that the man on the other line said, Brother Graham, I thought a lot about you, but I think you're 10 times the man now than what I thought before.
Right.
Because he was willing to say he was wrong.
Yeah.
That's the Christian principle right there. I'm getting to that relationship. We're getting there here in a minute. But a man that can at least confess that he's wrong, you're nigh the kingdom.
Amen.
We'll just put it that way. Because in this age, that's the last thing you'll hear come out of somebody's mouth.
Right.
Well, I would have done that, but really it should just be, it's my fault, Lord.
Amen.
Was it because of what you were raised in? It wasn't because your mom and dad in church, this or that. It was you.
Amen.
If you'll break it down, it was you.
Amen.
Even just talking to a soul the other day or yesterday and trying to explain how you've got to get to the inner man. You've got to have a change down there to where what you are is not the same.
Right.
If you're still a sinner and that's just what you are, look, let's just make it real plain. You take a line. You train him all you want to. You beat him in the head when he tries. You put a stake out there and you train him. Right? That if he eats that stake, he's going to get zapped or something. And you know what? When you're around, after a while, he'll obey you.
Right.
But you leave for a little bit. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Nature takes over.
Amen.
And he's just a lion.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? See, that's what too many Christians, or so-called Christians that are still sinners, are doing.
Right.
Instead of getting a new nature, they just stay a lion and hope that the pastor's close enough that they won't get too tempted. And actually what it is, a man only sins when he doesn't think God sees. That's really what it is. Now you hear me now. The trainer was the Holy Spirit around. And as long as I can feel his presence, maybe I'll stay away. But the second I think I don't, maybe God don't see this. Nature. I hope you ain't today. I guess I hope I'm in a group that's received a new nature.
Right.
Where who you are is the right thing.
Right.
It's the word now. It's the word alive. It's quickened.
Amen.
Now you're still going to fight the old nature, but what you want and what you are is new.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. We're getting to a relationship now. Let me read this quote out of Smyrna Church Age, and then we'll try to tie this all together. Brother Branham says this: a son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, a lot of true Christians, and I ain't talking no false vine, the true Christians, listen, are like the story of the baby eagle that was hatched out under a hen.
Yeah.
You know that the eagle is a type of the true believer?
Right.
Well, a farmer took an egg from an eagle's nest and placed it under a hen, and in due time, all the eggs under the hen hatched out. And the baby chicks got along fine with the mother hen. The little eagle couldn't figure out the clucking and the scratching for food in the manure pot. He managed to make a living, but he was pretty confused about it all.
Amen.
Isn't that what you're like in the world? Just scraping by, kind of doing this or that. But for some reason, things just didn't make sense. But one day, from way up in the air, the mother eagle that had laid the egg spied that little eagle on the ground. She swooped down with tremendous speed and screamed at the top of her voice for him to fly up to meet her. He had never heard an eagle cry, but when he heard the first scream, something in him stirred, and he longed to launch out towards it. But he was afraid to try. And that goes along with a lot that was said Wednesday night, isn't that right? Again, that mother screamed for him to arise in the wind and follow. Aren't you glad the voice just keeps coming back? I'm afraid, Lord. He says, you can do that.
Amen.
When God gives us a supernatural unction, it's because we can do that.
Amen.
He's not teasing us. He's not an Indian giver. Well, you can have the power I did, but only when I say so. No, it's here. He gave it unreserved to us.
Yeah.
Why? We've got a relationship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He screamed back, look at this second time, that he was afraid. It's the baby eagle. Once more, she called out, screaming that he'd try. Beating his wings, he hurled himself into the air. And answering the cry of his mother, he soared off into the blue skies. You see, he always was an eagle. He acted like a chicken for a little while, but he could not be satisfied. But when he heard the call of the great eagle, he came to his own place. Now listen, it wants a true son of God. Here's the cry of the Spirit by the Word. He too will realize who he is and run to the great prophet eagle.
Yeah.
and be with him forever seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Don't forget what we've been talking about. We're going back to an Ephesians church. We're going back to the book of Ephesians where it starts off. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you are not just there on vacation and you come home and you vacation there and you come home. You are sealed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my, how low we live below our privileges. You are allowed to be there.
Amen.
So many times people think, oh, there's that curtain to the holies of holies. And they go, oh my, it's just terrible. It's frightening to go in there. If you're the high priest, I'm talking to Titan now. If you're the high priest, you're ordained of God, selected by God, the pillar of fire said it's you, Aaron, and your children. And you've got the garment on, you follow the word to the chief. What are you afraid of? Then you need to recognize the stakes that are on the line. If you don't go in there, everyone dies.
Amen. Help us, Lord. Yes.
And you, brother, sister, you're the only light where you are.
Right.
You know, the pastor can't go falling around everybody and testify for you when you're on the job. You're the light.
Right.
You see how if we get the stakes where they ought to be, you'd be a little bit more diligent about saying things that the Lord has done. But how many today, let's just go this route for a minute. How many wants to see? And we have to measure, but I'm taking the book of Acts here.
Sure.
Amen.
How many is that your heart's desire?
Yeah.
That Jesus Christ could prove himself the same yesterday and forever in every person here. Well, then we need to figure out what relationship we need to have with God to get this.
Yeah.
And this is where we've missed the mark in the message too many times, if we've preached it in different angles. Well, you know, if all of our sisters wear dresses and have long hair, and you brothers got your suits on and things, well, we're following the message of the hour. We're preaching quotes. It must be a book of Acts around here then. No, you're only on a sanctified message. You're 200-something years behind the ball.
Yeah.
Or we go to the place, oh my, we're predestinated from the foundation world. We ain't doing nothing to have. We're saved. We're good to go. Why, you're preaching a 500-year-old message.
Yeah.
We're just justified by faith, and we're just so predestinated that we're just the book of Acts, whether it happens or not. If people really recognize, what did the prophet say? Mark 16 and Acts was the true church.
Yes.
All else is false.
Yes.
So when we want to change it and skew it into, I just gave you those two examples. We keep going on down the line. Well, we all speak with tongues. We all prophesy. Oh my, we must be it. Part of it.
Right.
So as much as sanctification is part of it. Just as much as justification is part of it. And even, I hope you weren't getting confused Wednesday night, because I understand that Brother Nathan was taking that subject and cutting it off on this end. Came over here and cut it off on this end. And then was going back and cutting it off until we got right here in the middle.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
See, the book of Acts is not our goal just so we can gloat about the acts that we were able to do. The book of Acts is an expression of Jesus Christ out of us.
Yes.
So that the world can see that what he said is true.
Amen.
See, it really does come down to the motive of it. If you've left the motive, you've got the wrong relationship.
Amen.
If I marry my wife just because she's a pretty lady, and she is, she's actually the most pretty lady in the world.
Amen.
And for me to say that is exactly the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Now for Brother Rodney to say that about my wife, that'd be a little different. But for him, for his wife, that's exactly the truth.
Amen.
And there's a good example of misplacing the word, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how can those both things be true? We said the same statement talking about two different people. It's where the word was.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll call my son out of Egypt. Right?
Right.
And he called Jacob out of Egypt, but then he called Christ. It depends where the word was placed.
Amen.
It was still true in both instances.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Same with this message in this day. You say, well, didn't they have it back there? Yeah, they did. They're the Alpha God.
Right.
Absolutely. There was no church ages to it yet for, what, 50-something years? Or 20 years, or however you understand what I'm saying. But there was a bride there.
Amen.
And there's promised the bride here. And it comes from the same word, just placed in some proper location.
Right.
Hallelujah. So what's the relationship then, Brother Andrew? Verse 32, this is a great mystery. What I speak concerning Christ in the church.
Amen.
This is where it's at. This is what the message came to to separate us from the world.
Right.
Otherwise, we can get sucked back in,
yeah.
sucked back in. But when you recognize I'm married. Wrong hand. I know I did it too at my wedding. I didn't know what hand I was doing, and I think I was going to do the wrong one, and she told me the right one. You know, all those things. But aren't you glad that somebody slipped on a ring on your predestinated
yeah.
hand before the foundation of the world?
Yeah.
And he
Hallelujah.
Knew it.
Yeah.
And he already did it. Actually, it never
Amen.
Happened. It always was.
Amen.
God, help us to see how secure it is. That's how you produce the book of Acts, is a group of people that have individually found their position in Christ.
Amen.
Where? In heavenly places.
Amen.
In Christ
yes.
Jesus. From the foundation of the world.
Yes.
You were there.
Amen.
You were there already,
yes.
brother, sister.
Right.
You need to understand this.
Thank
this is
Lord.
For sure. We
yes.
are not in a mercy covenant.
No.
We are in a grace covenant.
Amen.
Mercy means your sins still exist.
Right.
So he can have mercy on you. That's not our covenant.
Amen.
Our covenant is grace.
Yes.
You already have his favor.
Right.
Why? Because you are already perfect.
Amen.
The only relationship that will ever produce a book of Acts is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
In
Hallelujah.
Not even, look, listen now, not in us. That will not produce the book of Acts. That will produce some Acts with a lot of confusion. That'll produce some acts with a lot of division. Oh my, if it was only for this and them and that, we'd get this thing going. I've heard so many people say garbage like that all the time. I can't stand it. Well, we should have this, we should have that. Well, okay, preacher, show us.
Amen.
When it came down to the rubber meets the road, Jesus didn't back down. He said, bring the epileptic child to me. I don't care that every preacher in the land don't believe.
Right.
I still do.
And
he proved it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And look, Jesus ain't going around patting him on the back about it. Well, we'll have a few Bible studies. Make sure you get this unbelief out of your life. No, where's your faith?
Amen. Yes.
But I do want to tell you this. That was before the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Let's turn to John 14 for a minute. I'm just following the Spirit, if that's okay.
Amen.
I've got 2 pages of notes. That's it. And that's not little highlight. That's having the whole quote there in the Scriptures, all right? I don't have a whole lot of material, but the Holy Ghost does.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. John 14. Just reading through, I've been reading through the book of John in my daily readings and things. And this verse, this whole chapter, without the message hour, I have no idea what people do with this. I really don't understand it. I get kind of frustrated about it. I'm sure you do too. When people, you just try, look, just read this. Just read this one chapter and get the Trinity out. Just read this one chapter and tell me that we can't do miracles anymore.
Right.
Just read this chapter and tell me that we can't do things greater than Jesus did himself.
Amen.
Read this chapter and tell me that God isn't supposed to be made flesh again in this day. You'll see it here in a minute. You read this whole chapter. And how don't you get all these great truths that are in the message?
That's right.
It's the only thing that keeps it
yes.
all together. Let's I'm just going to follow. Here we go. Let not your hearts be troubled. I got to stop there. Let not your heart.
Right.
You're the one that lets it get troubled.
Yes.
Why? Because you forget the relationship you have with God.
Yes.
Don't let your hearts get troubled. Don't get in a big evil heart of unbelief where you think, well, I'm probably going to hell tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I know he saved me. I know he gave me the Holy Ghost, but I'm done tomorrow because I did this. Don't let your hearts be troubled.
Right. Amen.
Now, that is a two-edged sword here. If you're living in unbelief, your heart's going to be troubled.
Right.
So get the unbelief out of your life so your heart won't be troubled.
Amen.
Don't let it be troubled.
Right.
Amen. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. You see the relationship that he was trying to get them to understand. I'm going to heaven to make your house.
Right.
You guys, not the you 11 that are sitting right here, that's who I'm going to make it for. Hey, man. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also.
Amen.
Revelation of the Son of Man, showing that Jesus Christ is made flesh again.
Amen.
Wherever he is, we are. Wherever
Amen.
We are, he is.
Amen.
That's what he said. This is why he's doing it, because that's his desire. It's the relationship we have with him, an eternal co-inhabitant. That's what he wants. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look what happened before they were converted. The word, what did he just say? Jesus' own words. This great place I'm talking about, you know the way to get there.
Right.
What does Thomas say? Thomas says unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. See that unbelief coming up? Troubling him, isn't it? Wait a minute, you're talking about this great place, but is it really for me? Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Thomas pre-converted now. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Yeah. Without that atonement, without that sacrifice, nobody would get to the Father.
That's right.
Nobody would get back to the Spirit of God. You'd be cut off because God is a holy God.
Right.
If there's any sin, we cannot call.
Amen.
Right.
If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
Amen.
Here comes Philip with his unconverted, unbelieved, troubled heart. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll suffice us. He just said, you've already seen
him. Right.
And Philip says, well, show him to us. Direct unbelief. Do you see that now?
Yeah.
Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father.
Yeah.
How do you get away from the oneness of God? I have no idea. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, not after the flesh. We don't know man after the flesh anymore. I don't speak it just because of my natural mind. There's an inner man that's speaking these things to you.
Yeah.
That was the Father. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. The same Holy Ghost that filled him, the same one that fills us. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very word's sake. He took a man, he had 4 days, and raised him up. Can you at least just believe that?
Amen.
And if you hold on to believing that for a while, you're going to come up with the same conclusion that I guess the Father must dwell in Jesus, because how in the world else could that have happened?
Right.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do. Also, which believers? Just the preachers, huh? The deacons, maybe, if they're really spiritual. Oh, maybe it's just for Brother Brandon. I'm going to hit all this up. Everyone that believes, the works that he did, you do also.
Amen.
Amen.
And even some churches will go that far. But let's hear the rest of it. The works that you shall you do also, and greater works than you shall you do. Because I go, this is my Father.
Yes.
Why his earthly ministry is done.
Yes.
It's going to be done. He says, I'm going to the Father. But when you receive the same spirit I have, you'll do even greater things than I do.
That's right.
Why? He's not a proud bigot like everybody thinks he is.
That's it.
I'm just sorry. Everybody thinks God that way. He's just pushing everybody around. He is so humble, you can't get down that low.
Right.
And here's the creator of the universe saying, I can do anything I want to, but you know what? I'm going to do this work of redemption, and I'm going to let my children do the greater works.
Right.
I'm going to hold on.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I can create again like I did in the beginning, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let them do it.
Right.
Amen.
How can we do it? You have to recognize your relationship with him.
Right.
Otherwise, it can never happen.
Right.
Do you believe in it?
Amen.
Then that verse is for you.
Amen.
Works that he did, you do also, and we need greater.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we see a storm, are we afraid to tell it to leave?
Amen.
Hear me now, that's just the work he did. That's not even greater yet. When we see an epileptic, are we going to get all worried and oh man, I can't do nothing about that. Or are we going to take charge like Jesus said and says, where's your faith?
Amen.
Bring them to me. And a legion of devils, well that was legion now, but I'm talking two different stories, sorry about that. But he said, go, get it. And legions of devils scurried in fear.
Amen.
Yeah.
Too many Christians I see getting pushed around the devil in fear. That's not what we're talking about. That's not the right relationship because you're trying to tackle the devil by yourself. But if you recognize the relationships the Ephesians had with God, they can see that the battle's not mine. It's the war.
Right.
And he sent me here with a commission to do the works that he did. He sent me here to do greater works than he did.
Amen.
And this work is something he did. Verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now listen to this. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Why was that place there?
Where was him telling us how to dress before this? Where was him telling us how to behave and all? Why wasn't that? I thought we were keeping his commandments. Those are his commandments.
Right.
The works that I do, you do also.
Yes.
That's just as much. And absolutely, I believe in sanctification and living holy and things. And I'm not putting that out. That is part of the experience. If you're not there, you're not even, like I said, you're just rounding second. We're trying to get the home plate.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But his commandments are all the word. A true church without spot or wrinkle. That's his commandment. Not his suggestion, not his hopeful wishing. It's his commandment.
Right.
Amen.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Why? Because you need to keep my commandments. And I know right now you have no way to do that, but I'm going to send someone. The same spirit I'm filled with, I will send him, and he will comfort you.
Amen.
Why? Get your sins out of your life.
Yeah.
Let your hearts not be troubled, and come and dwell, so you'll be able to do the commission I'm giving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I will pray the Father will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever.
Glory.
Yes.
These people that get the Holy Ghost and then lose it, and get it again and lose it, get it again and lose it, you're basing on the wrong thing, church.
Right.
That's not how it works. When the comforter has come into the soul, he stays.
Amen.
Yes. Sealed. There's no windows. There's
right.
No doors left. You already went through the door.
Right. Yes.
And once you get in, the door shuts. And that's
hallelujah.
It. This relationship I'm talking about too cannot have a third party.
Right.
There's not a husband and wife and best friend.
Right.
That's caused a lot of divorces too.
Yeah.
If your wife isn't your best friend, your husband your best friend, you're going to have troubles.
Right.
And if Christ isn't your greatest lover and it's something else, then you're going to have trouble staying in that holy place.
Right.
Because it's not going to be a very good marriage with somebody else in there.
Right.
Even the spirit of the truth, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. Oh, don't you love that? He won't confess the unbelief for nothing.
Right.
He's going to say what's really on the inside.
Yeah.
You know him. Why? Because you know the Father. And if you know the Father, you know the Son. And if you know the Son, you know the Holy Ghost, because they're all the same person.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Yeah.
This was pre-Pentecost.
Thank you.
But we're both Pentecost,
yes.
So we should be dwelling in unbelief still. We are in the elected group that knows who they are.
Amen.
That church of Ephesus is standing in the end time. The same church. The way God started his church was the way he wanted it. And the way he wants his church is the way he started it.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come. Well, if Jesus Christ isn't the Holy Spirit, when do we get Jesus?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Okay, we receive the Spirit of truth. Well, now when does Jesus come? Is he coming later? Do I have to have some other experience? Where is that anywhere in the Bible?
Right.
The same person. That's
right.
Exactly why.
Amen.
Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me. How? In you. In you. They're looking for a physical Jesus, and they'll get to see him again. But God have mercy the way they're going to have to see him. But you shall see me because I live, you shall live also. And at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's he that hath my commandments. Oh, my. How do you get them? You're a part of it.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
What's God's commandments? The Word.
Amen.
What are you? The Word.
Amen.
You have his commandments. They're in you. That's what you are.
Yes.
Amen.
God help us to see the total picture.
God
help us. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now look at this. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, praise God. Don't throw all Judas's out. There's still one that made it. He's still glad he's on a little unbelief skill here as well. Aren't you glad God did that? Just so we didn't think, well, that one apostle didn't have any problems. No, they all have. Remember the one time they go down the road and all of them were saying he was going to be the greatest.
Right.
Well, Jesus come around and say, if you're not well charged, you're not even getting in anyways, guys.
Right.
Shut up. Excuse me. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Okay, earlier we got the Holy Ghost, then we got Jesus, and now we're getting Jesus and the Father.
Right. Amen.
How does that work? That's what I said, as far as these truths of the Word that we dealt with, and things, how do you not see the message of the hour just reading one chapter?
Right.
I'll tell you why, it's predestination.
Amen.
Blessed are your eyes, for you see things that kings and prophets have desired to see. Why? Because they never had the relationship that you and I have.
Amen.
That's why a man like David, a man that could slay Goliath and take over nations, when he saw a pretty enough lady, committed adultery, committed murder, committed sabotage, committed a cover-up,
right.
Made a man drunk,
right.
All kinds of problems. Why? He couldn't have this relationship yet. But inside of him was still the Word, as we know, every all the way down. He had the Word, and the Word spoke out. What did it say? Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord will not impute
iniquity. Right.
Hallelujah. So even when these Old Testament saints would prophesy, they knew that relationship was there. They just couldn't benefit from it yet because the atonement wasn't made. But what in the world's wrong with us? The atonement was made 2,000 years ago. We've had soul after soul after soul show what the Holy Ghost can and is doing.
Right.
And yet we'll still grope around and act like our circumstances are too strong.
No.
The book of Acts, I mean, that's just the goal way over there. Maybe one of those things, but we can't have that on a consistent basis. You listen to some of the tapes where the Brother Branham was when he was going around preaching. The more I've listened, at least in the span I am, I don't remember, I think 59 to 60, somewhere in there, I can't hardly remember a message where they didn't have a prophecy.
Right.
Where they didn't have an interpretation. Where, obviously there's discernment and healing and gifts of faith, all those things working. And then with Brother Brandon, I begin to think that myself, maybe you have too, how often should this stuff happen?
Right.
You know, the main thing is don't get religious about it.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's good.
I want it to happen all the time.
Right.
I want every sick person to walk in here and walk out well.
Right.
I want every discouraged person to walk in here and leave encouraged. I want every sinner to leave a saint.
Right.
Why leave somebody out? Why? Why is that our ambition? I want it all.
Right.
Because God gave it all to me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And then God, when I'm sitting here dwelling on that, I was listening to Brother Branham. He was dedicating the church, and I don't remember exactly where it was and things, but he's dedicating the church, and he was praying for it, and at the end of the service, and he said, Lord, may signs and wonders always accompany this church.
Yeah.
I said, well, there's my answer.
Amen.
Wins always. Right now, now, still now, always.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Excuse me. Where was I even? Does anybody know what verse? Jesus English. And make our abode with him. That's right. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. We said earlier about the church is subject to Christ and everything. He's saying the same thing here. If you're not subject to me, you don't like my sayings, you don't like my commands, you're not one of mine.
Right.
And so as far as me trying to push people out of the kingdom, I don't have to worry about that. Your life will testify.
Yeah.
You don't like the word? Guess what? I guess you're not part of the church.
Right.
That's all there is to it. Keep it on my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the whole family in heaven and earth, his name. And the Ephesians knew that.
Amen.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And I love the book of John because John proves that all the time.
Yes.
He said we watched him do this and then later we were shown that this is why he did it.
Yes.
And later we were shown that we remembered the scripture that said the zeal of my Father's house is eating me up. Amen. And all these things. Things that they didn't recognize at the time, but the Holy Spirit, as God, as Jesus promised, would lead them into all truth and bring the things back to their remembrance.
Amen.
Where's the remembrance really going to? This is what I want you to see all the way back to eternity.
Yes.
Exactly. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Things he said before there were things.
Yes.
Things he declared before anything could stop.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now I want to stop there because we just got done talking about the eagle, didn't we? The eagle heard the word. He heard not just the word on a page either. He heard the anointed word. He heard the eagle screaming out and saying, come up here. You know, and what we don't like is what that means to us now. It means repent.
Right.
It means get right.
Yes.
It means die on this altar.
Yes.
So you can be an eagle again.
Yes.
Get rid of your chicken ways.
Yes.
Or you can never be an eagle. Yes. And how many times have we tried to implement what we were? Well, and too many times I've seen this. Well, I'm a good speaker and things. Maybe I'll be a good preacher. No, you're taking something as a chicken and trying to make it this way.
That's
it don't
good.
Work that way.
That's
well, I'm emotional. I guess I'm the one that should speak in tongues. That has nothing to do with it.
No.
Leave that over there.
Right.
Let God make you an eagle.
Right.
Don't bring your chicken religion with you. Leave it back
good.
Over there.
Good.
But what was the eagle's problem? I'm sorry, I don't mean to joke around, but I was a little human. What's the eagle's problem? It wasn't, you're not good enough, eagle. Listen, it wasn't, well, maybe it'll be next week. No, when you hear the word coming, that's the season to receive.
Yes. Yes.
What was his hang-up? I'm afraid. I've never been in this guy before. I've never been delivered of this. I've never spoken tongues. I've never prayed and got and seen somebody healed. I've never prophesied. I've never had a gift of faith. I've never done this. I'm afraid. Jesus here giving them all these wonderful promises. One, the works that I do, you'll do also. At that day, you'll see that you are in me and I am in you, and we were both in the Father before there was anything.
Right.
Just saying, I'm going to prepare a nice heavenly place for you, and it's only for you. It's predestined. Then when you have the troubles, and I know you can't do these, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, and he's going to come, and he's going to be your comforter, and he's going to help you do all these. And he gave him all these promises. What did he preface it with and end it with? Let not. Why? Because when all these things, they can get detached if you don't have the anchor of you in Christ being one. You in Christ being married.
Amen.
You in Christ being inseparable.
Right.
If that's not the anchor, all these other things will not hold.
Right.
You can prophesy every service, you'll leave with just as much on the easy chair. Listen, I'm telling you, I've seen too many bases on that stuff. Based on things, well, I feel good today, and that means I'm saved and all these things. No, it's your relation with God.
Yeah.
It's the way you're saved in life.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You'll let it be afraid. Thank you, Lord. How does the world give peace? Give it for a little while? Isn't that what our nation says? Oh, there ain't going to be no more wars and all these things, and then it leaves. There's plenty of wars.
Right.
That's not the way Jesus does it. That's why he said it. I don't give it like the world. Give it and keep it. It's yours. Don't ever give your peace up with God.
Amen.
Don't ever get talked out of it. Look, the devil's good at it. He'll bring all kinds of reasons why you're not the elect of God and somebody else is.
Right.
That's not what we're looking for. Let me read a few more quotes here. Excuse me. Christ's mystery God revealed, 63. The church is the blood of Christ by the Spirit because the life is in the blood. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into his body, that recognizes only his body, his flesh, his word. Didn't we just read that in Ephesians, that we are members of his body, his flesh, and his bones? Amen. Denominations won't never touch that. It's a revelation, a personal one. This is not a commercial thing. It's to every individual. It's a revelation. She knows it. Speaking of the bride, she knows it. So did Eve know it, but she fell. But this one knows it, and it won't fall. She is ordained.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Then you gotta say hallelujah. Just run the pole without trying. Woo, she is ordained to not fall. She won't fall. She is predestinated to it. Why? He quotes the scripture that means, blessed is the man unto whom God will not impute iniquity. This revelation of the bride, oh, she's so hard and she's so far up there. No, it literally is. I am in him. He is in me.
Yeah.
He forgave me before the foundation of the world of all my sins.
Amen.
He accepted me because he knew that I would love him.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And we love him.
Yes.
Because he first loved us.
Right.
And that's the only relationship that can ever produce the same thing that the early apostles had.
Amen.
The only thing that can produce an Ephesians church in the midst of Satan's Eden.
Right.
Nothing else will ever do it.
Right.
So I'm going to end here. I don't want to go too much longer. I feel like you understand what I'm trying to say. Coming out of this is the very end of the church age book. Brother Branham's giving us his reasons for all these things. Now the resume of the ages is page 381. I sincerely believe that the Spirit of God has been speaking to us, not only teaching us the truths of the ages, but he has been faithfully dealing with hearts that they may turn to him. Now you see the reason he wrote the book. That is the reason for all preaching and teaching, for it is in the preaching and teaching of the word that the sheep hear the voice of God and follow him. Not for one moment do I bring a message to the people that they may follow me or join my church, or start some fellowship and organization. I have never done that and will not do that now. I have no interest in those things, but I do have an interest in the things of God and people. And if I can accomplish just one thing, I will be satisfied.
Amen.
You want to know what that one thing is? That one thing is to see established a true spiritual relationship between God and man, wherein men become new creations in Christ, filled with the Spirit, and live according to his word.
Yes.
I would invite, plead, and warn all to hear his voice at this time, and yield your lives completely to him, even as I trust in my heart that I have given my all to him. God bless you, and may his coming rejoice your heart. And teaching, all the studying and the labors that we do as ministers and just as brothers and sisters. The goal is always what Brother Branham just said, to see an established relationship, not something that's like a roller coaster, not something like a train that gets derailed all the time, but a consistent relationship, an established relationship between God. No longer a sinner. That you don't dwell in the realms of unbelief. That's not your go-to. You live in the realm of faith. Because I believe I'm in a congregation that understands what was said today. I don't want to prolong the time, but I want to get right to an altar call of every heart that's here. If that relationship in your heart is not established the way that you know God wants it to be, you're convicted now. God, raise your hands to the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Don't impute me for the unforgiven. I won't know what to do if you do. There's just too much on my lips of unbelief. Forgive me, Lord, and establish that relationship with me. That's all you can do, church, living God, is to not only praise the Lord for each hand that's raised. I would call you all out. Holy Spirit, you know he's already. Now the heart behind that hand needs a surrender. It needs a death. Where everything's let go. And the Holy Spirit can dwell and establish that relationship with you. You confess it now. You confess it. Don't confess your unbelief. Don't confess your doubt. Blessed is the man. You're blessed today. Many people heard this message. Many people said they'd even be here today. is with the church, with whom you're spiritually familiar with. Had a young man asked to speak with me last night at about 11 o'clock. I happened to be up studying and things, so I was able to talk with him. Why isn't he here this afternoon? You made it to the house of God. God's got a purpose for you right now. And our expectation is the Son. It's called him that belief. The works that I do, shall you do also. Greater works than this shall you do, because I go to the Father. The Holy Spirit's been bringing us higher up than we need to be. He's showing us greater things than we've ever seen before. He promised he would do that. Don't let unbelief hold you down. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And if it is, you need to confess the word. Even right now. Too many times we think about our neighbor here. Well, what if they think this about me? What does that matter? And I'm going to tell you right now, as even as I am able to look around, every believer here is focusing on God. Your neighbor just don't know what you're talking about. They're just hearing that audience of one right now. Hallelujah. Because you can't go into that place with anyone else. You need to go by yourself. Just let it go. Just praise him. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for forgiving. Lord, let that faith just roll in my heart. Those of you that rose your hand earlier, let faith roll in my life. Let that relationship stay established, Father. I would just die to all my unbelief. All of my ways, all of my thoughts. I don't want anything to do with it, Lord. Give my heart's prayer. Oh, God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let that faith, let that comforting spirit that comes and takes it off you. I'm telling you right now, that's not a hearsay or just by chance. That burden leaving is the Holy Spirit. The only reason it ever come back is you go right back to the same old rut of unbelief. You need to quit doing that and believe that what God said is right, it is true, and everything else is false. Someone told you, well, you're divorced and things, you can't do nothing for God. You live too bad when you're out in the world. You're just too tainted. You can't do nothing for God. That's the legion of the devil. And if they're here right now trying to say those things, I can see it all around this place. That's unbelief. We need to keep that devil out of there. Say, Father, let me leave all my reason, all my thoughts, and let the word just come. Let me just yield myself away from all the things that even this afternoon, even this church building, yeah. Saying, Brother Andrew, why are you saying this? Why are you doing this? It's the Holy Spirit here. He's here. Hallelujah. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. While your hearts, don't harden your heart in unbelief. But believe God. You're not here for just another service. You're here to be changed. From glory to glory, from faith to faith. Till you're made the same image as the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise your glorious name. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We continue to yield to the Spirit of God, which I know is all around this place. Thank you, Jesus. Believe now. Believe with all your heart. If there's anyone that would need me, I want to just be physical here. Welcome to come forward. Let all things be done decently and in order. If you have a physical ailment and you want to leave well, I believe it's time to come forward. Be happy to pray with you and believe with you. Hallelujah. You don't have to bury me. I know you pray. You've got a sister coming up. You pray together. Believe together. Father, we lay hands. So these signs will follow them that believe. We lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. We pronounce his body well for the glory of God. Satan, you're defeated. You're exposed. This cancer. Leave our sister. This Christian gold doesn't mean she has to bear it. But you leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Unless you have a great rest tonight, you know that we know what it means. We agree together now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. thank him and praise him. Just ignore it all. It's not that. Just tell the flesh it's a lying devil. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. The glory of God. Hallelujah. Just worship with all your heart. Believe what you're singing. It's not you overcoming. He's doing it. He already did it. He said, I will do it. Let go. Oh, praise God. Let God. Water that word. Let it give you more faith. Just keep rising in worship. Thank you, Lord. Don't doubt any longer. Worship him your own way for a little bit. Just thank him and praise him. All praise your glorious name. Worthy Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus. Worthy Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love and grace to me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God. Help me, Father. That I am, but who you are. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. To the Lord Jesus. Make it personal in your heart.
Thank you, Lord, for making me whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
For giving me the
God asks for all physical healing. Thank you, Jesus. That's the faith we've been talking about. It's right here. Hallelujah. Need instructions when it comes to worship. You just love on him. Just tell him how much you appreciate him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So good, Lord. So good, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, child, you're his son, you're his daughter. You're his wife.
You are the King of Kings.
He's going to take care
Lord
of you.
Lord, yeah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Confess it now. Believe that for yourself. You can't be too young, too old.
Hallelujah.
It's a promise of God. It's eternal. Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Christmas right now. Spotless in his sight. Thank you, Jesus.
worship and praise Him. Let that word keep being watered and coming to life in your heart. Oh, He was in the yes, Lord.
When He took me in, He wasn't looking at my heart that was black by sin. He wasn't looking at the blood, glowing rich and free.
Some arms that kind of hang down, hanging up. Some backs that were a little leaned over, leaning straight. Isn't that right, sis? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We should be the happiest people in the world. Think of having a God that it's one thing for Him to be so great and loving. It's another for Him to express it to us over and over and over. When we turn and we roll it back in His face and we take it for granted so many times, what an assurance it is that He's never left us. I'm sure you agree with me that it wasn't, even what you did in the world was one thing, but it's what you did after you tried to serve Him. It just tears you up. But I'm here to tell you, when you put that ring of predestination on you, it can't come off. He doesn't got to resize it. He doesn't got to go find another one. It was for all eternity.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, there it is, church. That's faith.
Yeah.
See, that's what you've got to do. Do you see how that relationship, if you hold that, you'll see the book of Acts in every person that's here. Such as you have. Who do you have? You have the great Creator. Well, the great Healer, the great Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His name. Pray for us. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Amen. That's right.
That's
right. Put our hands together, Lord, in agreement. That's what we do in our customs. But we're agreeing with the word of God now. But you said unto thine and thine house that shall be saved. We pray for our sister's children. Oh, we believe, Father.
Yes.
We confess that they're God's children. And though Satan has them in a cage of bondage, they can't hold the word back. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we agree together. May the Holy Spirit, even as we speak, may it be on the mission, Lord, to bring their souls back into the fold. Satan's kingdom be destroyed and the kingdom of God established in each heart. The children also would come with them. As we know, the day is soon, the day of grace is soon to close, but we believe, Lord, that it's just waiting on you. We believe and confess it. Pray for our sister that her faith will hold strong as she stands for her family. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, blessed God.
Pray. with every hand raised and thank you.
Wasn't looking at me when he took me in. He wasn't looking at my heart that was black by sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just sing that song. I'm going to have Dad just go ahead and take over. I also believe that Holy Spirit wants to do that. So let's sing it. I'm a new creation. How many believe that?
How many
believe a new creation? And it's good to sing that. It's good to clap, praise the Lord, and say, I am a new creation.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. So let's go and sing.
I'm a new creation.
Grab and just see before. God bless you.